From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
It's a Friday. It's a snowy Friday. I got some clarification to get out there today. I'm going to get into that discussion coming up here momentarily. But today you wake up, and if you are in the southeastern portion of the state, for the most part, you woke up to a little bit of snow today. Let me clarify this. I love snow. Love snow at Christmas time. Don't mind the cold. But once it's done at Christmas, I'm pretty much 85 and sunny. That's where my state of mind is. I can't believe I said I wasn't a big fan of the snow getting here early yesterday. And all of a sudden, you know, people are like, you don't like snow, get out of the state. What a dumb thing to say. Seriously, what a dumb thing to say. But that being said, I do enjoy, because this year I plan on maybe heading up to the Rib Mountain, to Granite Peak this year. At some point, I want to get there. And I want to get up there and... And take the kids and do like a weekend. Want to go to the Grand Lodge and hang out and do maybe two or three days up there on the hills. So I'd like to do that. I just don't ever get a chance to. But this snow, we're not even to the 10th day of November. I don't know. If that's the indication of the long days of winter, oof, could be a long winter. Yes, it is. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, if you want to chime in, get a hold of us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us over on the Facebook fan page. By the way, if you have been to the Facebook fan page this morning, you have seen it already. If you have not, I encourage you to head over. As it will give you a glimpse into what it is that Chuck Freeman and I had to endure last night. Talk about that coming up a little bit later on the program. That was for the first time in my broadcasting career, I was stopped in mid-sentence. And we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. That was a wild night. In addition, you can track us down Facebook fan page, and there's always the website, which is BillMichaelsSports.com. BillMichaelsSports.com. And then there is always the Radio.com app. You can take us everywhere. Go to Radio.com, download it on whatever mobile device you possibly have. And you favorite us, by the way. Got to favorite us. And then you can take us everywhere. So we'll get you ready for the Packers and the Dolphins upcoming. You've got the Badgers on the road taking on Penn State. Big one for them. Maybe a little belief in the Badgers if they can get a win in this one. I don't think they will, but we shall see. Also, in addition to that, you've got what happened last night. Now, Steph Curry went down midway through that game. I'll tell you this, though. They weren't going to win that game anyway, but... A big win last night. The Golden State Warriors without Draymond Green, and then Steph Curry going down in that ball game as well with the strain, the leg strain, the calf strain, whatever you want to call it. He did not come back, but the Bucks were just lighting it up last night. Man, just lighting it up from all over last night. Now, I'd say if you listen to the morning shows on any of these same stations, you know what I'm about to say. If you don't, then sit back and take a listen for a moment. Yesterday, I think a lot of us, as Joe and I were talking about this ball game coming into it, we're kind of thinking of it this way. You know, it'd be great to go out and put a good show at the Oracle. Come close, be competitive. You know, you walk away with a loss. It's just another game. You know, it's okay. You know, it'll show your progress. But in your mind, very quietly, where you don't want to talk about, okay, where you don't really want to let it out because, you know, ooh, I might jinx it. You don't want to say it. But what you're thinking to yourself is, man, what if they go in and they get a win? A hard-fought, really like a playoff atmosphere game win. What if they get a win? Big game, big win for them. But you don't want to dare think about the next. What if they... What if they go in and just whoop their ass? Oh, no, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. No. Okay, I'll just keep thinking about, well, going to be hard-fought. Just go be a hard-fought victory. If you can get a hard-fought game, that'd be great. Okay. And then what happens? They go in and just give you the almost unthinkable. The high hopeful, but almost unthinkable, and just put it on them. So, in the grand scheme of things, you started out by thinking to yourself, oh, it's just another game, but just give me a good showing. Show me where you're at. And by the end of the night, huge statement game, fear the deer, we're number one. You know what? Go for it. Go for it. Absolutely. Here's the reason. Here's the reason. Because Boston, one of the top teams in the league, beat them. Wasn't a great game. It was kind of ugly, but beat them. Bucks had a bad run out there in Portland. Portland's a good team. Portland beat them. You know? Got it? But that's their only two losses. They have beat some of the top teams in the NBA, and they have done it quite handily, and they have done it with a smile on their face. They've hit their little patches of adversity, and I really thought that last night, going into that game, I thought one of two things. Either they were going to get a win, hard-fought win, and you can say, man, that was a statement game for them to bounce back. Or they were going to lose to Golden State, have back-to-back losses for the first time this season, and then we would be sitting here today talking about, well, there's a little hiccup of adversity. You know, how do they respond now? And instead, we sit here today and go, my God, look at how they responded to a loss. Oh, my goodness. Now, granted, they were without Steph. They were without Draymond. You know, they still had another MVP in KD sitting there. But they put it on them. It wasn't like they just eked one out. They put it on them at the Oracle last night. The fans there were stunned. Stunned, I tell you. Stunned, Jerry. Stunned. What a game last night. What a game last night. How about Connaughton? Man, what a solid player. Then you get Con White? Who? Exactly. They just got guys that are contributing right now. Man, it's a fun brand of basketball to watch. So how big of a win was it last night in your eyes for the Milwaukee Bucks to knock off the Golden State Warriors? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. How big? Where's those Bucks fans? They always say, you got to talk more Bucks. Where's those Bucks fans at now? 855-830-8648. Hey, Bucks fans, you know what? You may not be dialing the phone because you got your whole grill right now. Just stuff. Stuff with a cousin sub. And that is forgivable. It really is. If you can't call in because this pepperoni melt. Oh, so good. Oh, that's fine. Enjoy the program. Enjoy the pepperoni melt. Get the Bill Michaels, extra mayo, extra cheese, hot off the grill. That is, on a day like this, snowy, cold, okay, get yourself pepperoni melt. Otherwise, get whatever it is your heart desires. You want to eat light? Get a salad. Want to eat light? They've got some light sandwiches. Want to eat cold? Eat a cold sandwich. They've got great cookies, chips, whatever it happens to be to kind of top off that meal. Get your favorite beverage. It is a golden day over there at Cousin Subs. That's all you need to do. Go to CousinSubs.com. Download the app, put it on your mobile device. Also, by the way, if you want to go to the Ultimate Tailgate out there to see Bucky defend Paul Bunyan's axe, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com/badges. CousinSubs.com/badgers, and you can get registered for the Ultimate Tailgate Party and win Cousin Subs for a year. That alone is worth the price of admission right then and there. 855-830-8648. My buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All, one of our fine sponsors, sending us out to Atlanta this year. Or down to Atlanta this year for the Super Bowl. He writes, last night, most points given up by Golden State home game in Steve Kerr's coaching era. That is impressive. And he's 100% correct. 100%. Let's go to Ron, listening to us downtown Milwaukee. Ron, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Doing great, Bill. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing well today. I didn't have to shovel this morning. I'm feeling good.
Lucky you. But no, I just wanted to call in, talk a little bit how it's so good to be having a good Bucks team finally, because we've had, oh my God, this team has gone through the ringer for really since they traded Ray Allen. They traded Ray Allen, they drafted players like Joe Alexander and Yeezy Onlyon, who are just absolute nobodies in the NBA.
Right.
There was always talk about them going to Seattle. They might not have stuck around. They had to do a whole arena thing, which people are still not overly happy with the tax they're paying for. Totally get it, don't get me wrong. But, man, oh, man, is this team fun. And I'm with you, man. I think we're going to be a great team. We might be in the finals this year. We beat the best team in the NBA, by far the best team in the NBA.
Right.
in their house. We have the best record in the Oracle Arena. We have a better record in the Oracle Arena of the past 2 years than Golden State. We're 100%. We're the best team in the NBA. Let's go.
That is optimism reigning supreme. Appreciate the phone call. 855-8308. We're number one. How are we looking? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. We'll continue to talk about this. Bucks get a win last night. They don't only beat, they blow out the Golden State Warriors. How big of a win was it in your eyes? Phillip and Waukesha, you'll be first out of the shoot when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We couldn't lose two in a row. We had a bad loss up in Portland. And we wanted to come out tonight and play how we've been playing all season.
Here comes the third leading scorer in the league. Durant had it swiped away. It's Middleton. And the trailing Brogdon for a three. Brogdon with a career high from three-point territory this season at 42%.
As a team, we played really hard. We moved the ball real well. And we made shots. We just got to keep getting better every day and playing good basketball.
There you go, Kevin Harlan, the voice, and then a Giannis Antetokounmpo with Chris Middleton mixed in between. There you have it. All on TNT last night as the Bucks on national TV last evening knocked off the Golden State Warriors, and they not only knocked them off, they beat the hell out of them. I mean, they were hitting layups, mid-range jumpers, threes. I think two people threw in hot dogs through the net from beyond the arc. I mean, it was raining last night at the Oracle. Woo! That was a whooping right there. 855-830-8648. How big of a win was it? How big of a win was it last night for the Milwaukee Bucks? And let's go to the phone calls. Talk to Phillip listening to us in Waukesha. Phillip, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Yeah, hey, great. Hey, I just wanted to call in. First-time season ticket holder after the playoffs last year, and actually it was my wife's idea, so this is great. We have season tickets, so I've been to every game.
Your wife talked you into buying season tickets for the Bucks?
Yes, I could not believe
it. Give her a hug.
Playoff game. Yeah, and she said, you know, I was doing something, and I walked, and she's talking to one of these ticket guys, and within 15 minutes, we signed up for season tickets, so...
That's awesome.
You know, it's a family affair, which is really nice. But you know, I've seen all the exhibition games, everything at the new arena, which is fantastic. But the thing I've noticed is that they're getting contributions from everybody. They're rested. The new coach subs all the time. The guys look like they're having fun and they play their hearts out. I mean, you saw, you know, Giannis going into the stands to get a ball. And I think the other thing, everybody knows that they're going to get a chance to play. The contributions from Dante and Connaughton, it's just amazing watching how these guys hustle. And the thing is you don't lose anything when you bring these guys in because they really play. They make their free throws. They get rebounds. They pass the ball. They shoot their threes, and it's just really fun to watch this team. And I thought I was cautiously optimistic with Golden State. And the thing that I like about it is they did this after they had a poor showing the night, you know, a couple nights before up in Portland. And they came out, and I think that's what impressed me the most about this team. And they're just – the big thing is that everybody is participating. I think everybody knows what their roles are. And I think everybody's happy about it, but – going to these games every day, I mean, it's just amazing. I've never done this before, but it's really fun, and it's a really fun team to watch. So if you're out there, go out and watch this team because I think it's going to be a special year.
It is. Appreciate the phone call, Phillip. It is, like I said, it's an exciting brand of basketball. Wait and see. I mean, they're, 11 games into the season? So, you know, wait and see. 71 remaining on the docket. So still a lot of basketball left to play, but see if they can keep this up. I mean, I don't think there's any reason as of right now they can't. See if, you know, they get a little bit tired or hit a mid-season lull or something to that extent. But, you know, I mean, I'm telling you what, it's just from my own perspective, And I've seen a lot of Bucks basketball. I mean, I've been going to games since 1999, since I moved here. It's the last time I remember having this much fun was when you had the big three plus. You know, you had, you know, Ray Allen and Sam Cassell, and you had obviously Big Dog Glenn Robinson. You know, you had Tim Thomas, you had Darvin Ham. You know, you had Irvin in the middle. You know, Scotty Williams was kind of your energy guy coming off the bench. You know, you had George Karl. I remember when George Karl used to come into the arena and the place would erupt with a standing ovation. That was going back to the 2000 season. And the place just erupted when George Karl walked through the door. I mean, it was as electric gets. And they had fun. And they were kind of Milwaukee's version of the Showtime Lakers. I mean, it wasn't as flashy, but it was kind of. Sam Cassell was a fun point guard to watch. He was fiery. He wasn't an Allen Iverson type with the same level of talent, but he got the most out of what he had. He could hit you a pull-up jumper from beyond the arc continuously. Tim Thomas started coming of age. Ray Allen was Ray Allen. Didn't play a lick of defense, but man, he had one of the sweetest shots in the NBA. Glenn Robinson, he was always a mid-range jumper guy, even though he missed that one down there, about a 10-footer in Philadelphia that would have put him into the finals. But he was still a solid cog in that machine. I had mentioned Scotty Williams, who just was a beast, just always with a smile and always fun to watch. And Darvin Ham, as a matter of fact, I saw Darvin Ham. We were having dinner downtown. This is when him and Budenholzer were first brought in. And I saw Darvin, and he remembered me from the days I traveled with the team. And we're sitting there talking, and I said, I'll never forget, Darvin Ham was the guy that would come in. He could give you some of the most hellacious dunks you've ever seen, just ignite a crowd, then some of the most egregious, malicious fouls you would ever want to commit, and then he was back on the bench. I mean, that was Darvin Ham. He'd smash a backboard or two every now and then, but it was just such a fun team to watch. That's not to the same extent that they're going to have the same success. We'll have to wait and see. But that's kind of the fun this team is to watch right now. And for those that remember that team from back then, you'll know exactly what it is I'm talking about when you watch them play, with the enthusiasm with which they play. Now, what happened to that team as opposed to this team was George Karl got a big ego, really big. Ernie Grunfeld, basically, who was the GM at the time, suddenly went from being the general manager to being the yes man to George Karl. George Karl got paid a ton of money. I think it was $7 or $8 million a year by the senator at the time. And then egos got in the way and frustrations got in the way, and then it all blew up. As quickly as it was built, it was tore down just as quickly. You hope that this is not the case this time around. That even if the senator has any whispering into the ear of this current ownership group, basically to say, let your basketball people be basketball people and stay the hell away from the team. Just get back and don't do anything. Don't allow your minions to put their opinions in, and don't give anybody too much power. Just stick with the plan and you're going to be okay. And I hope that's the lesson learned from 2000, because that was a terrific team that as quickly as it ignited, it was like a comet. It burned very bright, very fast, and it was gone. And we were back into the dark ages for a long period of time. So if there's a learning lesson there, don't make the mistakes of the past. But right now, if you're a basketball fan, just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Hey, speaking of enjoying it, one time a year, we get a chance to get out of the studio continuously, and we get to enjoy it. And that is coming up the week of the 26th. The week of the 26th of November, right after Thanksgiving, we are going to... Is that what it is, Joe? It's the week of the 26th, right? Is when it begins. We always head out to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. It's right there on Rawson Avenue. And we get a chance to do a show every day for an entire week there. The reason we do it, we raise toys for Children's Hospital. So please put it in the back of your mind, if you're going to be in the area, okay, if you're listening to us in La Crosse, if you're over in Minneapolis and you're coming to town, if you're going to be anywhere within our vicinity coming up that week, the week of November 26th through the 30th, please stop by and drop off a new unwrapped toy for the kids of Children's Hospital. It's something that gives to them all year round, not just at Christmas time, but it's the least we can do. And man, oh man, oh man, if you're going to do a toy drive, now's the time to start doing it as you get ready for Thanksgiving and that holiday season, and have people stop by your location or your business or your church or whatever group it is that you're going to get together, and then bring them on down. I mean, we had some big donations last year. We'd love to get some pictures with you, get you on the air, say hello, and where you're from, and whatever group it is that raised, you know, the amount of money or the amount of toys that you're going to drop off. We can't wait for it. It's the most fun we have all year long, and it's coming up very quickly. It's going to start November 26th at Blaine's Farm and Fleet down there in Oak Creek. So please come on by and drop off a new unwrapped toy. And the coolest thing about this that I've started this as far as this awareness goes a couple of years ago when we were doing this, but the coolest thing about this, if you have kids, take your kids, give them $100 or $20 or $5, but whatever it may be, and take them shopping for other kids and teach them to learn how to give. That was the coolest thing I did last year. I took the new stepkids. I took Easton and Alexa, and we went through Blaine's Farm and Fleet through Toyland. I gave them each $100 and said, here, go spend it on the kids. And they were buying stuff all kind. And then they realized, wait a minute, I can't believe this cost that much, as they started to do the math in their head. It gave them a sense of how much money is and what the value of money is and what the value of the toys they get are. And plus, it allowed them to do something really cool for the kids. So I highly, highly recommend that. If you get a chance to do it, by all means, do it. It's just such a cool time of year. Coming up, Steve Jones, the voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Can the Lions, they've not been playing great football, they're going to hold on and knock off the Badgers, or are they in real danger of being beat as the Badgers, who have not had a great season, looking maybe for a little redemption, go into Happy Valley and try to knock off the Nittany Lions? We'll talk to Steve Jones, the voice of the Nittany Lions, coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Hey, don't forget to head into Quick Trip. Get your Quick Rewards card. And you can get right now, if you go by the Johnsonville Brats or the Better with Cheddars, or you pick yourself up some brew or the Quickery Buns, you can get 40 cents off per gallon of gas, but you can't do it if you don't have a Quick Trip Rewards card. Stop any of your local Quick Trip, or just go to quicktrip.com, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com, that's quicktrip.com, and check it out for yourself. Badgers heading out. They're on the road. They're going to be taking on the Nittany Lions at Happy Valley coming up this weekend. And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Steve Jones. He's the voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions here to join us. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. What's the weather like there right now? Because we just got a couple of inches of snow today.
Raining and a mix of snow right now. So we have a mix going on here right now. It's a beautiful, tantalizing 36 degrees.
We're about the same. It's not awful then. It's just not what I'm ready for, I guess is the best way to put it. Hey, tell me about this Penn State Nittany Lions team. Sitting at 3-3 right now. There was much higher expectations this season, coming into the season, after what they did last year.
Yeah, I think both teams were in that spot where they had higher expectations, especially when you have your starting quarterback back like Penn State did with Trace McSorley. They went in, they played Ohio State here. They led the game with 8 minutes to go. They couldn't hold it. Then the next week they led with 19 seconds to go. They couldn't hold it. And there's where the rub comes in. They were so close in both games against Ohio State. And Michigan State didn't win it. Then they came back and they beat Indiana and Iowa. Then last week against Michigan, they squandered some early opportunities, and Michigan, which was leading 14-0 with a minute to go in the third quarter, suddenly it became an avalanche, and that avalanche led to 42-7.
In the avalanche of 42-7, I saw, you know, look, things will happen. You get a turnover or two, whatever, but it seemed like Michigan just figured things out.
I like Michigan. To be honest with you, I like the way they play. They play build great complementary football. You know, first of all, their defense is really good. All right, so let's just getting Rashawn Gary back was a big plus, because now it put two elite pass rushers on each side on the line there, that's impressive. Offensively, they don't turn the ball over. They've only turned it over 7 times all year. And they don't turn it over. And Patterson has enough mobility to take what's a good but not great offensive line and give them a little bit more time to do things. Plus the punter. Nobody ever talks about the punter. He's had 16, 17 punts this year, 50 yards or better. So the Michigan defense normally is on the field with a big field in back of them. And that was the big difference in this game. Penn State turned it over 3 times and a fumble. a pick six and a second interception where they had a 12-yard drive, a pick six, and a 48-yard drive, and that's just the recipe for disaster.
You had Higdon, who ran for quite a bit of yardage against the Penn State Nittany Lions. You've got James, you know, obviously you've got a good running back coming into town in the Badgers. I guess, is their run defense up to par, or is this something that the Badgers would look to exploit?
I would have said that after the Indiana game, it was a problem for Penn State because Indiana's not really great running the ball, and they ran for over 200. But then they faced Iowa, which really can run the ball, and Penn State shut them down. Higdon and those guys, Higdon had a 50-yard run in that game, but for the most part, Penn State actually did a pretty good job against the run. I think Higdon's a good college running back. I think Taylor's a pro. So there's a difference between them, although you and I both know that Taylor's biggest problem is then, despite the fact he gets so many fabulous plays, and he's so terrific that he still has a tendency once in a while to put the ball in the ground.
Right.
Well, that hasn't been Penn State's strong suit. The last seven fumbles the opponent has had in Beaver Stadium, Penn State hasn't recovered one of them.
Wow.
About that one.
Wow, didn't realize that. Yeah, it's if you're not garnering the turnovers, it's very and yeah. You give the ball away a couple of times. I mean, we all know you win the turnover battle 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the game. And when you can't garner that, man, that's a tough road to go, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, that's 18 fumbles against Penn State this season. 18, they've recovered 4.
Wow,
22%.
Wow,
I mean, it's an amazing thing.
Wow, didn't realize that. I wanted to ask you about this Badgers with the quarterback, Alex Hornibrook. Yeah. Now, we've watched him. He's got all the talent in the world. At times, he just throws it up, and he gives teams a couple of opportunities. Is this something where you look at him and say, look, we want to contain the run and make him throw the football at least a few more times a game to maybe put up a couple of opportunities?
I don't know if he's playing. I mean, that's the part about this that's mysterious. He's questionable
right.
for the game. Concussion protocol, and when it's the second one in 3 weeks, Bill, it becomes
right.
You worry about him. I mean, his sister went to school here. His sister was on the swimming team here. He's from Malvern, Pennsylvania, so I know playing here would mean a lot to him. But I've tried to watch as much tape of him this week as I have of Jack Cohn. I'll say this about Hornibrook. He has, when he's accurate and on, like he was in the Orange Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he really changes the dynamics of that offense. It's interesting. Left-handed quarterbacks always give you that. I don't care whether it's Steve Young or anybody else. Left-handed quarterbacks always give you that the ball's floating out of there when you and I both know. No, it's not. I mean, it's an optical illusion.
Right.
But, you know, it seems like sometimes with him, his ball floats just a bit. But with the running game they have, the play-action pass game usually should be pretty good. And I really like the tight end, Barry Alvarez's grandson, Jake Ferguson. I think he's become a really nice target for them.
Talking with Steve Jones, voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Tell me about the East. You talked about Michigan. Ohio State has fallen off somewhat, and obviously Michigan State has played better than what their record indicated last year, and I really like what they do each and every year at Michigan State. But talk about the East itself, because that has always been extremely dominant, if not the dominant division in the Big Ten.
Well, it's going to be interesting as you're going to go through this sequence here, and I think you're on track possibly for a fourth straight year with a fourth different Eastern Division champion. I think Michigan State won it in 15, Penn State in 16. Of course, then last year Ohio State. You might get Michigan this year, and that's one of the issues that you have in this conference is that you don't have an underbelly to go after in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of conferences have those weeks where you're playing the game, but you're really are you having a glorified bye week or a glorified scrimmage? Some conferences provide that to you. Here, you've got to run through a gauntlet to get there. And I think the West is getting closer to that. Northwestern's become really good. Obviously, Iowa's good. Wisconsin, normally year in and year out, is really good. So to get the quality teams in this conference where you may be one of the better teams in the country, but you might not be able to survive with one loss or less. And if you have two, they're not going to put you in the college football playoff. And that becomes problematic. You know, you look at the SEC, last year you had Georgia and Alabama. They played for the championship. I mean, my goodness, Alabama last year. You know, everybody forgets about it because they won. But their last win before the college football playoff final ranking was Mercer.
Right.
They lost their last game to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play. They didn't have to risk a 13th game in the SEC championship game, and they still got in. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's something not quite right to me about that.
No, I've been a big. First of all, I've never liked rankings prior to the beginning of your conference season. I've never been a fan of that. I mean, because we've seen teams that have played really well in their conference and have beaten up on really good teams, but they can't. There's no way for them to climb into the top 10 because of their preseason ranking or where they start out the first or second week of the year. And it just, you can't climb that high and that fast. So, I'm with you. I wish they'd revamp that system. I do want to ask you, Trace McSorley was the guy that everybody paid attention to last year, still pay attention to this year, not the same season, but when you look at the numbers, I mean, he's got 9 touchdowns running the football. He's got 12 throwing, 5 picks, a good quarterback rating along the way. Talk about his season.
Well, he's a special guy. I mean, I think every coach around the country would like to have someone who has the heart he has and has the mind that he has. He knows how to make plays, and everybody talks about, you know, the it factor, feel for the game. But, you know, it's nobody ever defines it. All right, well, I'll help define it for you. To me, the it factor and the feel for the game, which he has, is that most of sports is ad lib. Whether you're watching a Bucks game, whether you're watching the Packers game and what Rodgers does, you know, whether you're watching a Brewers game, there's so many ad lib moments in there. Hockey's like that as well. So many ad lib moments where you've just got to make something happen despite what's drawn up, because what's drawn up most of the time breaks down. Well, when everything breaks down, who's the coolest cat out there? Who sees the ice? Who sees the court? Who sees the field and knows where all the chess pieces are and then creates something out of that and makes something happen? That's the guy that has the feel for the game. That's the guy that has the it factor. That's Trace McSorley.
Going into this game, I mean, this is one that the Penn State and Nittany Lions really have to have in the sense of just kind of, I don't want to say riding the ship, but just kind of feeling good coming out of that game against Michigan, obviously. And you want to kind of end that season on a high note as you got a few games left. Badgers have to have this one as well. They're still in the hunt for the West, and their backs are against the wall after getting beat by Northwestern. So this should be a good one. I'm excited for the game itself.
I think, and that's the one area about the college football playoff that does bother me a little bit, because I've been in favor of keeping it at 4. I always have been. But I'm wondering now if they ought to go to 8 at some point, you know, not just because of the money, because you and I know athletic departments need the money. But now you get to a game like this, and everybody's like, oh, what do you have to play for? Oh, you're both 6-3. You're both, you know, and because you're eliminated from the college football playoff, you might be eliminated from winning your conference, or probably happen to be eliminated from your conference. Now people ask, what do you have to play for? And, of course, I always make the joke, hey, okay, nothing to play for. Let's quick go home. Okay.
Right, right.
So, you know, and that's not the way it works. And so you get into a matchup like this of two really good football teams. Wisconsin's record is based so much on injuries. I mean, they've had so many guys banged up. And, of course, one critical suspension, too, that's hurt them. And then, you know, and Penn State's had that run where all of a sudden, you know, you've lost 2 games by a whopping total of 5 points, and then the Michigan thing comes up. So, you know, Penn State is 5 points away from going into Michigan undefeated on the season, but they're not. So they've had close calls, near misses. So for each team, this is a big game because they want to walk out of here feeling like, okay, they're back on track in some way. Wisconsin beating Penn State would do that for them. Penn State beating Wisconsin would do it for the Lions, too.
Great stuff. We certainly appreciate it. Love talking to you, and we'll talk again down the road, I'm sure. Okay, Steve?
Hey, it's always great talking with you. Great time.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. There you go. Steve Jones, he's the voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. That's the way they do it. That's the way they've been getting it done for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Also coming up, do the Badgers, I mean, in your mind, do the Badgers stand a chance for this game? Seriously, I mean, are you thinking to yourself the Badgers are walking away with a victory over Penn State after what you witnessed when Penn State just got shellacked by Michigan? Yes, no, indifferent. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers practice in pads. They host the Dolphins on Sunday. The only player not to practice was defensive back Kevin King, out with a hamstring. Aaron Rodgers says he needs to get the ball more often to Devontae Adams. The problem is Adams is in double coverage. Offensive coordinator Joe Philbin.
I know this, sitting in the meetings early in the week, it's a focal point of the meetings. We're certainly aware of the contributions, A, that he's already made, and B, that the difference that he can make in a game when he's producing at a high level. But again, with that said, some of the same things that Aaron may have said, and philosophically and approach-wise, you know, there's reasons why the quarterback has one, the starting quarterback has thrown one interception. And that's because he isn't trained to throw the ball into double coverage.
The Packers say they're really going to miss Geronimo Allison. The wide receiver suffered a groin injury in practice last week that required surgery and placed him on IR. Pass coordinator Jim Hostler.
Yeah, we're all sick that Geronimo. What happened to Geronimo? He was off to a great start. We were really excited coming out of the offseason and preseason, what he had been doing, his play speed, his ability to play in all three spots. His toughness. We're sick about that whole thing about it. We were excited to have Geronimo for the year. He was going to have a hell of a year.
Mike McCarthy says they have to move Devontae around to shake off the double teams.
You just continue to move him around, and and he can play every position, in every perimeter position in the offense, even if you have to put him back in the backfield.
Devontae says he can play any position. Well, almost any.
No, anything within reason, obviously. I don't feel comfortable snapping the ball, but I can line up anywhere and run whatever route. So whatever it is that they want me to do. Obviously, 2016 I played a little bit out of the backfield as well. So whatever it is, I feel comfortable doing.
That's Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Show on the air. We are glad you are on board, as always. Hey, I mentioned it before. A reminder that we are heading to Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, GA, getting ready for the big game. And we take you with us, in a way. Great listening, great interviews all week long. It's fantastic, and it's something that we cannot do without some of our terrific sponsors that send us down there each and every year. I had mentioned our buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All, our friends JR and the whole staff at Pizza Del Rey. They are in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. If you're looking for a holiday party or any get-together, man, that's a great place to go. Also, our friends over at Point Brewing, Joe Martino and the whole staff at Point Brewing, they have Cider Boys. And I've said all along, if you're going to go to San Giorgio, down and get the Bill Michaels Pizza, San Giorgio, downtown Milwaukee, you got to do the Cider Boys to pair it up with. That's the way they do it. That is the whole dish. Going to get the Bill Michaels at San Giorgio, going to get the Cider Boys, or you go next door to the Calderon Club and you order the Bill Michaels. That's the penne pasta, the spicy sauces, the chicken marsala, all put in one great big bowl. Oh my God, it's good. And Point Brewing, they have the Cider Boys first press, and that is fantastic. They pair it up all together. Oh, it's so good. Thanks to all of them for being a part of the program and sending us to Super Bowl. We certainly appreciate it. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to begin to talk about the Packers and the Dolphins, get into some predictions and confidence levels when it comes to this team, this game. And let's be honest, Packers have to have it. I don't know how else to say it. Packers have to have it. They got to win this thing. And I don't know if just winning it is good enough. You'd like to think it is, but they need to win it and win it, I think, convincingly and feel good about it and then go into Seattle for a Seattle team that seems to be playing better football as of right now and then get a win in Seattle. Just my opinion, but I think they need to convince some people that this team's starting to turn it around, that offensively they're going to start clicking, that they're going to be good to go. That's where I think this team is at right now. I think they need to prove that. So we'll get into that discussion. How confident are you going into this game that the Packers can get it done and get it done in convincing fashion? Because I think they need to. I think for not only their sake, but for fans to buy in and go, okay, I got you. I see what you're doing. Okay, now we're starting to feel a little bit better because you got to go 7-1, I think, the rest of the way to find yourself into the postseason. It's my opinion, but I think that's where you're at. I think you have to go 7-1. You got to get the wins, stack it, and then get yourself into the postseason, just see what happens. That's the only way I think people are going to kind of believe that there's a turnaround beginning to happen. Otherwise, I think it spirals in the wrong direction, and then it becomes a very, long, drudgery-filled type of season for the Green Bay Packers. Just my thought. See if you agree or disagree. You can start chiming in, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. What are your thoughts when it comes to this Green Bay Packers team going into and getting a big win this weekend and then heading off to Seattle after that on a short week, a short turnaround, getting it done and moving on from there. 855-830-8648. We'll talk about it. Packers, Dolphins, all of that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.